Instability in Congo makes ministry waves. A new government strengthens ties with Russia while creating a national upheaval. And in the United States, Christians mark the National Day of Prayer. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations plans to begin the withdrawal of their peacekeepers from the Democratic Republic of Congo in a couple of months. There are concerns for the people in the East because of increasing rebel violence. However, Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says,
whether or not all the troubles that have taken place in the Congo and just the general situation in the country, something has made people very open to the gospel.
Their two-year-old evangelism program called Reach Congo Students has seen phenomenal response.
This team carries a portable generator, a DVD player, a projector, tracks, and just go out into the villages, starting with the local church, training people for evangelism.
The team's taken One Hope's DVD, The God Man, into hundreds of rural villages along with evangelism training. And so far,
over 14,000 people have made a profession of faith in Christ. We're now starting a very strong push on follow-up, using booklets that we're printing to take these converts down the steps of worship and prayer and Bible study.
It's a good problem to have, but they need help. Our website has more. Next, since the election of Ukraine's new president, the country started to repair its ties with Russia. However, their April 26th energy cooperation, which gives Ukraine cheaper fuel prices in exchange for the Russian Navy's long-term presence in the Crimean Peninsula, has the country torn in two. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba reports.
Half of the Ukrainian people, they think it's outrageous because they've been striving for independence. They were enjoying independence.
Many fear this agreement will lead to a steady decline in this freedom. Currently,
Ukraine is basically an unlimited opportunity for mission work for all churches. They're all kind of equal in the society. Nobody is giving any predominant role to any of those groups.
With Russian influence, this could change. But during this time of upheaval, Rakuba is urging the church to seize the opportunity.
I like to challenge all the church leaders to be those peacemakers and to help churches and communities to reconcile.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Despite recent controversy, today people across the United States have gathered to observe the National Day of Prayer. Join evangelist Sammy Tippett in his prayer.
Father, I just come to you and I pray for our country, from people in slum areas to the people in wealthy areas. I pray for our political leaders, our church leaders, for everyday, ordinary people. I pray that we would once again humble ourselves and turn to you. Oh God, I pray that you would move among us, that you would send that great revival that is needed in this country, that you would change our institutions, you would change our culture. Father, bring us back to those things that have made us great in the past. Bring us back to our faith and trust in you. I pray, Father, that Jesus would once again be magnified in this country as Lord and Savior. And I thank you that you're going to do that in Jesus' name. Amen.
And yesterday we told you about Pioneers Encountering the World of Islam Ministry Training Course. It's a book and a 12-week course helping Christians reach out to Muslims. David is implementing the program overseas.
I'm involved in the former Soviet Union nations in Russia and Armenia, Georgia, Ukraine, Moldova, Philippines, in Nigeria, in mainland China. Also in Korean.
The course gives the students confidence in outreach, helping them tear down the barriers that divide Christians and Muslims. While terrorism is on the rise, David says providing this kind of resource,
it falls into the category that Jesus is the only answer for this kind of situation. I don't know if it's going to end terrorism, but many terrorists have come to know Jesus, and changed lives is what it's all about.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How's your prayer life? Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, The Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about true effectiveness in prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Christ. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.